Hello and welcome to another edition of Orbit, the daily devotional from the youth team at St. Mary's Reigate. I'm Martin Saunders. Whether you've been with us from the start or you're just joining us now, you are very welcome. Hopefully this will help you to spend a few minutes with God each day and either get it off to a good start or end it on a sound conclusion. The Bible reading today is 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verses 1 to 5. Follow the way of love and eagerly desire the gifts of the Spirit, especially prophecy. For anyone who speaks in a tongue does not speak to people but to God. Indeed, no one understands them. They utter mysteries by the Spirit. But the one who prophesies speaks to people for their strengthening, encouraging, and comfort. Anyone who speaks in a tongue edifies themselves, but the one who prophesies edifies the church. I would like every one of you to speak in tongues, but I would rather have you prophesy. The one who prophesies is greater than the one who speaks in tongues, unless someone interprets so that the church may be edified. For a few days now on Orbit, we've been looking at Paul's twin message to the church at Corinth about the priority of love and the importance of the spiritual gifts. It's really interesting, I think, that he chooses to weave these two seemingly unrelated topics together. Chapter 12 is about spiritual gifts, chapter 13 is about love, and now chapter 14 sees Paul back on the subject of the gifts again. Look a little closer, though, and you'll notice that both themes run all the way through all three chapters. Why is this? Why do you think Paul takes two subjects that seem to be very different and sort of squishes them together in this way? Perhaps the most obvious explanation is they're not very different at all, and actually that when we talk about the Holy Spirit, we can't fail to end up thinking about love. The Spirit gives us gifts, but their purpose is always to encourage and build up other people within the church. They're given for the purpose of loving one another. You don't see people filled with the Spirit running around condemning people with prophetic words. And indeed, if someone does behave like that, it's a surefire clue that they're not operating in the power of the Holy Spirit at all. Similarly, you don't hear people cursing each other in tongues as if they're in a senior year at Hogwarts. The gift of the Spirit are all about love. That's why arguably the most important words in this whole passage are the opening phrase, "Follow the way of love and eagerly desire the gifts of the Spirit." We don't desire the gifts so that we can possess some higher level of spirituality and holiness. We desire them in order that we can better follow and act in God's way of love. Paul is particularly keen that we attempt to develop the gift of prophecy, that is, asking God for encouragements to share with our brothers and sisters in the church family. I wonder how you feel when you hear that word, prophecy. Does that feel instinctively like someone that's out of reach, or a supernatural idea that could nevertheless be part of your natural life? I think the word needs to be demystified a bit. It doesn't have to mean God wants to reveal a huge vision about the future to us. It could just be a simple word or two that God wants us to share with someone else. The Bible says that prophecy is something that we should eagerly desire. Perhaps we need to get over our natural fear of the unknown and try to embrace it more. After all, it's only another way in which we can follow Jesus' command to love one another. You might want to join me in praying this short prayer. Lord God, I thank you for your Holy Spirit and for how it inspires us to follow your way of love. I pray that you would give me encouraging words from you for other people in order that they might be built up and know your love for themselves. Amen. Well, as always on Orbit, there's now just a brief chance for you to pray or listen to God or just be still for a few moments. Each day on Orbit, we provide you with a simple challenge, something to do which will help you to put this little thought into action. And here's today's. You know what's coming, don't you? Take a pen and paper and write the names of three Christian friends at the top. Pray, asking God to give you a prophetic word for each of them. Now, starting with the first person, simply start writing under their name whatever comes into your head. Do the same with the second and then the third person. Finally, read back what you've written and see whether there's anything there that you'd like to share with the people whose names are on your page. And then do it. Remember, prophetic words are always encouraging, so don't share anything which doesn't fit that description. And don't worry at all if you feel like what you've written isn't worth sharing or isn't right to share. Prophecy is a gift, but it's also a little bit like a muscle which needs to be developed over time. But do have a go. If you want to get in touch and let me know how that went, you can always email martin.saunders@stmaryreigate.org. That's the end of another orbit. We'll be back with another one tomorrow. Thanks for taking part today.